But we're going to start off this hour talking about Medicare. Do you know it's been almost 20 years that Medicare has been on the Government Accountability Office's high-risk list? That is due to concerns about waste, fraud, and abuse. Now GAO's most recent report is just out. Are they making progress? Well, joining us is Kathy King. She is Director of Healthcare Issues at GAO, and she joins us live. Ms. King, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So give us a sense as to some of the issues here. I mean, Medicare, it's almost impossible to say this is a huge program.
It is indeed. It is indeed one of the biggest in the federal government. And it's been on our high-risk list for, as you mentioned, a long time because of its size, scope, and complexity make it really vulnerable to fraud and abuse.
So are the issues just it's so big and so that makes it potential for a risk, or are there underlying problems in there as well?
Well, we've done a number of studies about this, and as you know, I testified earlier this week before the Health Subcommittee and the Oversight Committee of Ways and Means, and we drew on our existing work to identify five areas where we have found shortcomings and where there needs to be further attention. And one of the most critical ones is strengthening the provider enrollment process and standards. It's really important for Medicare to screen providers on the front end so that they can be sure that the entities they're letting into the program are, in fact, legitimate businesses that don't have an intent to defraud the government. And critically important, especially regarding durable medical equipment suppliers and home health agents.
And in particular, there's a recommendation for stricter scrutiny of providers identified as vulnerable to improper payments. Give us a sense as to what that means.
An improper payment is not necessarily a fraudulent payment, but includes all kinds of payments that should not have been made. So it could be fraudulent, it could be abusive, or it could be wasteful. And we draw the distinction this way. A fraudulent payment, or someone defrauding the government, does it with a deliberate intent. An abusive action is one that's not in accord with accepted business practices. And a wasteful action is something like billing twice for the same service inadvertently. And for the past number of years, CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, has calculated an improper payment rate in Medicare. And for 2009, the improper payment rate in Medicare fee-for-service was almost 8%, and in Medicare Advantage, which is for managed care and other private health plans, 15%. So it's critically important that they keep their eye on that and do as much as they can to try and reduce improper payments.
One of the other issues is improving oversight of contractors, and I'm not sure everyone fully knows that Medicare is largely administered by contractors.
Yes, it is, and it has been since its inception. In fact, it was designed that way. So there are all kinds of contractors in Medicare. The administrative contractors pay the claims. There are also contractors that do the enrollment standards. There are recovery audit contractors that do post-payment review. There are payment safeguard contractors that look at abusive and potentially fraudulent payments. So there's a very wide range of contractors, and we believe that it's very important for CMS to have a strong oversight structure.
One of the recommendations was focus on post-payment claims, review the most vulnerable areas, and that seemed to me to be, well, of course they do that. That seems like the logical place to start is where you know, focus on the ones that are the most likely to be defrauded, right?
Well, they do some of that, but we believe that they could do more. And again, I turn back to durable medical equipment suppliers and home health agencies as the ones where they are the most vulnerable. There has been recently a recovery audit contractor program that started as a demonstration and now is going live. And in that program, contractors review post-payment claims, and they have focused mostly on inpatient hospital claims because they have the highest dollar value. So that's important, but it's also important to look at the contractors with lower dollar claims like DME and home health agencies because it's easier for them to defraud the government.
Hmm. So how do they go about assessing what are the most vulnerable? Sometimes you get into that situation where you don't know what you don't know. Are they able to identify those most vulnerable claims?
They have made some efforts in that department. There are, of course, prepayment reviews of claims where they have computerized that and set up in advance.
Mm-hmm.
To try and detect things before they come in.
Well, and in fact, that was one of your other recommendations. They need to improve that process as well.
Yes, it was. We think that the more claims that you don't pay because you think they could be improper, the better off you are.
You don't have to go get the money afterwards. You've not paid it out. It's a lot easier on the front end than the back end.
Exactly.
Yeah. The other one that I really found interesting was creating a process for addressing the problems that you identify. And that seems pretty fundamental. You should be able to have some way when you identify a problem, how do you fix it?
Yes, that's right. We did a review of the recovery audit contractor demonstration, and although it was just a demonstration, we found that CMS did not have a process in place to act upon the vulnerabilities that they identified during the course of the demonstration so they could fix them. And that report was released just a couple of months ago. CMS said that they agreed with our recommendations and would be putting some processes in place to attempt to react to that.
So overall, I mean, as you said, this has been on the high risk list for almost 20 years now. Making progress?
Yes, I think making progress. But they have done some things, but there are still substantial challenges remaining, and there probably always will be because of the size, the scope, and the complexity of Medicare.
Because it's just so big, so many people that use Medicare in some way, shape, or form or fashion, that it's almost impossible. You're going to have a certain element of waste.
That's probably true, although the lower the number, the better it is.
Right. Is there a way to compare Medicare to sort of a private sector? Is there almost an acceptable level of waste? I mean, I know we all like to get to zero, but that's probably impossible. Is there a way of doing that kind of assessment?
You know, not that I know of. It's certainly not work that we have done, and I'm not aware of others who've done a direct comparison between private sector and Medicare.
So is there an overall recommendation that you make to HHS about Medicare so they don't end up on 60 Minutes all over and over again? I'm sure they don't want to be there either, so it's easier. But, you know, is there something they can do to improve this process?
Well, I think, as I started out with, there are five things that we think that they should focus on: strengthening the provider enrollment process, improving prepayment review of claims, focusing their post-payment review of claims on the most vulnerable areas, improving their oversight of contractors, and developing a robust process for addressing known vulnerabilities.
Kathy King, she is Director of Healthcare Issues at the Government Accountability Office. You want to give a number for the report so people can go get more information?
Yes, let me see if I have it right here.
Oh, if you don't, I do. It's GAO-10-844T, and we'll make it nice and easy for you. We'll have a link right there on our website, which you can find online, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. We have them both right there. Ms. King, thanks so much for doing this.